Good morning, everyone. This week we read Parshas Beshalach, which includes the splitting of the Red Sea and the song of Az Yashir, which we sing every day in Tefillah. And I have a question which initially doesn't seem to be related to this at all, but it won't take long to make the connection. When Yosef is in Potiphar's house, and Potiphar's wife accuses Yosef of trying to rape her, that Potiphar, the wife, the husband of the accuser, takes Yosef and puts him in jail. You would think that in a society like this, the obvious response would be to kill Yosef. Here's someone who violated your trust and took the opportunity to attempt to commit adultery. It's really the ultimate sin in society, and so it's shocking that Yosef isn't killed. Why not? Why wasn't Yosef killed? Take a look at the beginning of Az Yashir. There's a word that pops out, an obvious word at the beginning of the song, Az Yashir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael. It could just say, Yashir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael, Moshe and the Jewish people sing. This word Az, what does it contribute? So, there's a suggestion that's made by the Medrash Rabbah that the word Az is to signify a transition, a trust-oriented transition of the Jewish people in regards to Hashem. The previous pasuk is V'yaminu ba'Hashem uv'Moshe avdo, that the Jewish people, they saw what happened to the Egyptians and they believed in Hashem and in Moshe his servant. Az Yashir Moshe, and the transition from that belief is to sing. The Medrash explains that this means that the Jewish people had this spontaneous response to trust in God. But this trust that they have in God at the splitting of the Red Sea, it's not the trust that we're familiar with. It's not a trust that we've experienced. It's not an emunah that we can truly relate to, because this trust is not just a trust of believing that God is there. This is a trust of a faith that everything that Hashem does is part of a plan, that everything that Hashem does is part of a just and moral system. It's not just a belief in God. It's a trust in that God, that the God that we believe exists is a just, fair, kind God. It's not just in God, it's in the qualities of God. It's who God is. The Jewish people know God more after Kriyas Yamsuf than they ever had, because God has just made the greatest of distinctions. He's split the sea for the Jews and he's closed it on the Egyptians, showing the Jewish people that God knows what they've been through and that this is a retribution. Yosef in Potiphar's house experiences this word Az as well. When Yosef gets down to Potiphar's house and he's sold there, the pasuk says, "Vayimtza Yosef chen be'enav, vayishare soso," that Yosef found grace in the eyes of his master, and he became his second in command. "Vayifkdeo al beiso, v'chol yeshlo nasan biado," and he took charge of the house, and everything that Potiphar had, he gave to him. "Vayehi me'az hifkid oso." And then, Vayehi me'az, and after that, and from there. So explains the Medrash, it's the same word, az. Potiphar didn't just trust Yosef. He knew who Yosef was. He could determine what type of person Yosef was. And because he didn't just believe in Yosef, he genuinely knew where Yosef's values were, he knew what Yosef would do and what Yosef wouldn't do, there was no way that he would believe the accusation that was made against Yosef, even though it was by his wife. That type of knowledge that Potiphar has of Yosef is the same type of knowledge that Klal Yisrael obtain in regards to Hashem after seeing the splitting of the sea and the decimation of the Egyptians, and us Yashir Moshe. It's out of that trust, not just a belief in God, but a trust in the qualities of that God and the ability to rely on God. That's what spurs this spontaneous song. Shabbat Shalom.